I'm speaking with Andrew Hahn, who's the president of the Kalamazoo Downtown Partnership, and it's recently announced some measures it's trying to take to help businesses in Kalamazoo Central Business District get through, you know, the effects of the pandemic. And Andrew, you know, businesses are already feeling the bite everywhere, and as this drags on, you know, that's just going to get worse. So what is your organization trying to do?
Well, you know, this is really uncharted territory for sure. So we've both been working, you know, to look at what we can do with some longer-term, deeper interventions with some of our partners in local, state, and federal government and philanthropy. But, you know, really wanted to be nimble and quick and see what we could deploy to, you know, get resources and revenues into businesses' pockets right away. So our team spent some time over the last couple of days and just rolled out a handful of measures. One that we're very excited about is what we're calling our Downtown Gift Card Stimulus Program. So we have a portal set up on our website, which is downtownkalamazoo.org. And if you go to the main page, right up top, there is a COVID-19 tab. If you click that, you'll kind of see everything that's going on. This stimulus program, so you can go on there and click a link, select from a drop down one of several dozen businesses that are participating. If you spend $25 and buy a gift certificate, our organization will put another $10 on top of that. So your money will go 40% further. And every week we will be getting these from the businesses and we'll be mailing them out. We've started that program off with the ability to fund 1,000 of these $25 cards, or the add-on for 1,000 of them. And we've already seen about 10% of them sell just in the first probably, you know, 14 or 16 hours. So it's been well received. You know, really, it's just kind of the first of some additional interventions that we're looking at. You know, with the governor's order to close all bars and restaurants, that has been a huge hit. We know that people really took it on the chin for St. Patty's Day yesterday. So we worked with Central City Parking and the city to set up 16 different curbside pickup locations throughout downtown, very strategically located around just about every business or restaurant that is offering to go or curbside service. So, you know, they're still able to keep some revenue coming in. It's going to be very hard on the service staff. We know that. But we've also, on that website that I mentioned, we've kind of compiled in a rolling ongoing list, kind of all the different tactics and opportunities that our businesses have going right now. Many of them already have online platforms where, you know, you can buy merchandise and have it shipped. We're encouraging people to look at that. And as I said, they are doing curbside pickup. And, you know, we've seen businesses act, be very nimble and adapt just in a matter of a few days. That is, you know, one of the beauties of small business is they can move quickly to react to changing circumstances. And we know that some are already, you know, making changes to set up online stores, and we're just kind of waiting for what's next.
What are you hearing from the merchants in terms of their level of concern?
You know, honestly, I think it's probably similar to what many of us are feeling, just the level of uncertainty. You know, there's already been some disruption, clearly. I think it's going to be all about the duration, the quicker, and, you know, I'm certainly not a public health expert, but the quicker we can move to, you know, contain and slow the spread of this, I think the shorter the duration will be. So I think as painful as that has been for a lot of the businesses, even some of the ones that were not mandated to close, they've gone ahead and voluntarily closed and are really doing their best to chip into what's going to have to be kind of a society or societal reaction and response to this challenge.
How well positioned are they or aren't they to help their employees. You know, if a restaurant is basically just doing takeout, then probably they don't need as many people in the restaurant right now.
Well, certainly. And I think, you know, that's a case by case basis. I know that, you know, these are small businesses. They care about their employees. They count them as almost family in some ways. So I know that they're all doing their best. I do think that, you know, the more that the community can step up and help, the better. As I've said several times, you know, these are our friends, our families, our neighbors that are these people that have these positions. And it's going to be challenging. Obviously, there is some federal and state response that's still evolving. So in some ways, they're playing a little bit of a waiting game to see what happens there. But trying to marshal as many community resources as we can to help keep them afloat.
Your organization is starting a marketing campaign because of the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, encouraging people to do what they can to patronize local businesses. You know, how critical is that, do you think?
I think it's very critical. As I said, I mean, this is going to have ripple impacts throughout our community, our state, and the country for sure. So some of them are, you know, better positioned than others to weather this. But, you know, I think it's really important and is really going to be, I think the communities that react strongly and generously to this will be resilient and better positioned. And I think we all know that Kalamazoo is a generous community and, you know, with a big heart. So we're trying to remain optimistic and hope we can move the needle on this and limit some of the damage. You know, for us, we're really trying to be step up and provide, you know, steady communication on what's happening in downtown. We have, if you go to our website, again, downtownkalamazoo.org, we have the dedicated page for COVID-19 related opportunities, you know, closures, different tactics people are adapting. Right on the front page there, you can also sign up for our newsletter. We send that out twice a month. We may make that a little more frequent right now, given kind of the changing landscape. But, you know, just staying informed. If you're coming downtown, check, call ahead, check, make sure that where you want to go is operating. And, you know, we're optimistic. There's a lot of great things that have been happening in the last year or two. You know, we've had over $200 million of investment just in the last, you know, 18 to 24 months, more planned. And, you know, we think with a little luck and a big lift from our community to get through this and limit this spread, we're going to have a great, great summer and hopefully be able to weather this as a community.
Andrew Hahn is the president of Kalamazoo's Downtown Partnership. Andrew, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thanks so much for your time. You stay healthy out there.
You too.